Hello guys, welcome to my podcast Tech Explain Quickly. Today we'll discuss about the brand new Surface Book 3. And I'm going to divide it in four sections. First display, then the battery, then the performance, then the overall why should you care about the Surface Book 3 and is it for you or is it for someone else? So we will discuss in this episode of Tech Explain Quickly. So let's get started with the display. It has a 13.5 inch pixel sense display. It comes in two variants. First is the 13 inch variant and then is the 15 inch variant. At the overall section, we will also talk about the variants and which model should you buy. So let's talk about the display. The 13.5 inch variant has 13.5 inch pixel sense display, touch screen display. Its resolution is 3000 by 2267 ppi, aspect ratio 3:2, contrast ratio 16:100, touch 10. milli touch D5. So the touch is very accurate. As we are going on technical specs, you don't have to care the technical specs, but you have to follow my guidelines that I will recommend you in the end, and I will talk about the display and everything. Display is pretty nice. As you can see, the resolution is also high and it is very much, the touch is also accurate, and the display gets very expensive in the Surface Book 3, which makes it total 1599 starting price only. When you configure it with high end, because of the display, it gets very much expensive. The touchscreen displays come very expensive, that's why, that's the reason. But the display is awesome and its resolution is very high and it's very good. Excellent display, I would say. The touch is always accurate, as in its Surface series of Microsoft. Display, I would totally recommend for display. If you want a good display, you can go with this one. When we talk about display, there comes the battery. Battery lies in Surface Book 3. Microsoft has said in the 13.5 inch, when it's connected to the keyboard base, it can come up to 15.5 hours of typical device usage. So if Microsoft is a little bit not accurate, then we can easily get 10 hours to 12 hours or 13 hours close, or we can correctly get it. Surface Book 3 15 inch connected to the keyboard base up to 17.5 hours of typical device usage. You can easily get 13 to 15 hours of battery life if, again, Microsoft is not that much accurate. Now, third one, that's the interesting performance. Surface Book 3 13.5 inch comes with Intel Core i5 and in 10th gen, all the variants come with 10th gen Intel Core processors. Surface Book 3 13.5 inch comes with Intel Core i5 10 3 5 G7 processor, but the Surface Book 3 15 inch does not come with core i5, but it only comes with Core i7. Surface Book 3 13.5 inch also has Core i7. So 13.5 inch has both the processors, but the 15 inch one has only one processor model. Let's go to the graphics. This is my favorite. Surface Book 3 can come with integrated graphics, Intel Iris Plus graphics in Intel Core i5 model in 13.5 inch, Intel Core i7 13.5 inch model. It comes with Nvidia GeForce GTX 1650. It is a very powerful graphics card, and it's for people, and it's basically Surface Book 3 is a powerhouse performance. Only one thing makes it the powerhouse performance. It's graphics. Graphics is awesome. So one thing to note down, if you want to go with Intel Core i5, you cannot get Nvidia GeForce GTX 1650. So you have to go with higher performance only to get enough of the memory. Nvidia with Max Q design, 4GB GDDR5 graphics memory. You can upgrade it to 32GB. It comes with 8GB, 13.5 inch. It comes with 8GB, 16GB, or 32GB, and also 4GB for the graphics card. As you can see, I told Surface Book 3 15 inch comes with Intel Core i7 only with Nvidia graphics 16, Nvidia GeForce GTX 1660 Ti with Max Q design and 6GB GDDR6 graphics memory. Very good. It has the most graphics in the budget range of compare 200. It is a basically $200, 150. It comes in the price range of $150 to $200. These both GPUs come. But I have only one question. Why is it so much high? But as this is a workstation, I don't think that is a big problem, as it is for workstations only. So workstations are pretty big. Let's get to the memory. We are in the performance section only till now, because I'm going to cover these three things: processor, graphics, memory. So only the graphics side comes with GDDR5 and GDDR6. Surface Book 3 13.5 inch comes with 8GB, 16GB, and 32GB variants. You can get the options, which have 3733MHz LPDDR4X RAM. Surface Book 3 15 inch does not come with 8GB RAM. It comes with 16GB or 32GB with 3733, same type of RAM. Let's get to the overall my recommendation. So it depends on who you are, then only you should buy this high-end workstation performance powerhouse, next-gen performance. Microsoft calls it the next-gen performance with Nvidia GeForce GTX 1660 Ti. So I do not recommend 13.5 inch because it's a workstation. So when you have to do video editing and other stuff, then you need a bigger display, and 15 inch also has a bigger has more graphics, and it comes only with Intel Core i7. That's the only problem, but it will not, as it's a workstation again. And plus, don't forget, it's a touchscreen display, so it's for illustrators who want to draw and illustrate with the Surface Pen and Surface Dial. With the graphics, it becomes more reliable for illustrators. Graphic design, I'm saying that if you are in one of these professions, you should take it for your work. Fashion designers, illustrators, graphic designers, architects, I think architects will require more graphics for rendering, but still you can buy it. And if you are in video editing, not that much I would recommend, but the graphics is only the option if it would be a PC like upgradable, then I would recommend it, because for video editing PC is only one option, and for video editing you don't need any touch screen. So that's it. But there are many more professions which will require, like for game developers. Game developers require rendering, and they can also draw their characters. If they're animated characters, they can draw it on it and they can render, and also it's good for animation. Not 3D animation, not 3D modeling, only for 2D animation. If you have to means draw multiple pictures like that, it's only for 2D animation I would recommend, not for 3D animation. And I was talking about that game developers. Yes, game developers need for rendering. The touch screen would also be good. They can draw with the surface pen, then they can draw their characters and design the game. And with the graphics of the 15-inch, you would also get rendering times less, and the RAM also is. And game developers need coding, and when the display is bigger, you can also see the game with Unity Hub, where you design. For game developers, there is a software called Unity Hub. You can download it, and plus this time they can run Linux also on Windows. That's the most interesting thing for maybe coders. I would not see any coder to buy this, but I would see one 13.5 inch, if because it has touch screen. No coder requires touch screen. But still, they have given Linux on Windows. That's a good option for game developers, as they need coding. You can learn it from Linux. And one more option there is for commercial purposes, as this is a workstation. It comes with Quadro. It comes with a Quadro option of, which is, heck, you get a Quadro option. Quadro option on a laptop, on a touchscreen laptop, that is amazing. But Microsoft hasn't revealed that its pricing and what's it for. I'm on its official site, and Microsoft hasn't revealed the price and other options for the Quadro option, but till now it's that only. As I was in the, for game developers, it's very good. And I have only discussed the models. If you want, I can do a quick recap. I'm going to make another video on the Quadro option later on, in the next episode of Tech Explained Quickly. Wait, this is not the end. I'm going to repeat all the models to you. The processor one, it comes with the 13.5 inch model. It comes with quad core 10th gen Intel Core i5 and it includes memory of 8 GB, 16 GB, or 32 GB. Graphics will come Iris plus Intel Iris plus graphics in Intel Core i5. In 13.5 inch Intel Core i7, you can get graphics of NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650, and memory of again 8 GB, 16 GB, or 32 GB. Then with the 15 inch, you get only Intel Core i7 10th gen. I repeat again, you can get NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1660 Ti. That's for the workstation with Max-Q design. And then it comes the memory of only 16 gigabytes and 32 gigabytes. It doesn't come with 8 gigabytes. So this is all the models and everything about the brand new Surface Book 3. But one thing is missing about the Quadro RTX option. It hasn't revealed yet, so I will discuss it in another episode. I will talk about it full, and I will do the full review of the Surface Book 3. And as I have done the review part 1, I would say part 1, so I am going to repeat the title: Microsoft Surface Laptop 3 Review Part 1. One thing is missing, that's the webcam, and other stuff I will discuss in the next episode of Tech Explained quickly. Till then, bye.